So I see it says evolution is true on your screen.
Yep.
Is that scientifically true using the scientific method?
Yep.
Using the science, it is.
Yep.
So that's been observed and tested.
Yep. Allele frequencies always change. Yep.
Okay, so are we going to invoke Darwin, like his evolution, where everything evolved from one single thing? So like kinds changing into kinds, we all came from a fish. Is that what you're saying? We've seen that and tested it scientifically?
Yeah, there's evidence of that, yep.
Of what? What changed into what?
Huh?
What kind of animal changed into what other kind? Prove it.
What's a kind?
Okay, have you ever seen, let's say, an ape turn into a human? Or a dog turn into a cat?
Humans are apes.
No, that's a presupposition.
No, that's literally a categorization.
No, that is a presupposition. There's no proof of that.
No.
There's definitely no observable, testable.
We came up with a taxonomical. The guy that came up with our modern sense of taxonomy was an ardent Christian, Carl Linnaeus. So the concept of a primate is just a categorizational thing. I'm not sure if he really lumped humans in there, but we fall under all the characteristics that apes have.
I get that. Things look the same. Wow. You know, we have needs, so do other animals. Holy crap. That doesn't prove anything. What? Okay.
Yeah, it's way more in depth than that, but whatever.
Well, I'm trying to...
Do you want an example of a change in kind? Because I can give it to you.
Well, there none exists, but...
So, no, they do, and I can give you one. Do you want it?
Go ahead. Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure. So, before we do that, what would you accept as a change in kind? Because I don't want to waste my time, and then you go, yeah, well, that doesn't count.
Well, what we're getting back to here is a worldview, and evolution is true is not scientifically...
So yeah, the question is, what would you accept as a change in? So the question was, what would you accept as a change in kind?
Testable and observable, scientific method approved. Because if it's not approved that way, it's a philosophy.
Yes, and we can do that. But what would you accept as a change in kind?
Scientific.
Not the way in which we observe it. What would you accept?
I'm invoking your worldview. Scientific method, brother. The scientific method is the standard. Testable, observable.
You're not understanding my question at all. So if I gave you an example of, for example, there are these mosquitoes in the London subway system which have become a different species, you would probably say that's not a change in kind. So I'm asking you, from a mosquito to a mosquito, is what you're saying. So what would one species of mosquito into another species of mosquito? So I'm asking you what you would accept as a change of kind. Sorry?
Any kind to another kind.
What's a kind?
Is a dog the same as a cat?
Nope.
Are there different dogs? There's a ton of different dogs.
Yep.
All kinds.
So if I gave you an example of a
dog
becoming something.
Are there different cats that are dogs too?
Brett, if I gave you an example of a dog becoming something other than a dog, would you accept that?
Yes. Let's see it. Let's hear it.
Great. So,
I'm sure there's video everywhere. Let's pull it up.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of evidence of this. So, there's this thing called canine transmissible venereal tumor, CTVT. Okay? So, it's a type of cancer that's actually infectious. So, it can spread from one thing to the other. Okay? Now, the way cancer normally develops is it's a mutation of your own cells, and so the cancer is derived from your own body. But that's not the case with this. Instead, the way a dog gets this is typically from sexual intercourse with another dog that has the cancer and has the cancer's tumors. So then those cancer's tumors spread from one dog to the other, right? Now, that cancer is its own living organism, right? because where did my notes go? So the CTVT itself, it's not the dog. It's a cancer, it's a parasite on it. It reproduces asexually, right? Dogs typically have 78 chromosomes. CTVT has anywhere between 57 and 64. But looking at the genomic sequences of it, it's very clear that this is from a dog, right? So it's not just, this isn't a one species to another. It's literally an entirely new, different form of life coming from one form of life.
I mean, that's proof. I mean, we came from apes. That's proof. Holy crap. Right. It's confirmed.
Oh, Brett, that's really wow. That's really pathetic, Brett. So, it took you about an hour and a half to come up with something to say, which had nothing to do with what we were talking about, which was a change of kind.
Oh,
so this
is
proof positive of one
that's
living,
proof
a completely
that's
different
positive.
Living thing coming from one living thing. So there we go.
So we all came from a rock. That's what you're saying, because of that. That proves it.
I don't say that, but you do.
That's the whole thing, dude, is we all came from a single cell, blossomed into now,
we come
dude.
From
that's
a rock or a cell?
That's your question to answer, buddy, not mine. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're the one that made both claims.
One or the other, which one came first? That's the answer. That's the question you have to answer, bud.
The not rock or the cell? Rocks certainly existed on this planet before cells did.
Yeah, and then you all became a cell somehow, and then a fish, and then an ape. And then a human. It's crazy, I know.
No, I've been a human my entire life. What are you talking about?
Well, haven't you learned about your own religion of Darwinism, whatever it is? That's
not a religion,
that's the story. It is, dude. It is. It can't be it cannot be denied, dude. That's the thing. The evidence is that good,
yeah. Do ancient German speakers ever give birth to English speaking babies?
Oh yeah, that really, it's the same thing.
Do they?
How about let's change the subject, okay, a little bit. The Big Bang happened. Yes,
Brett,
everything
Brett,
did happen.
Brett, stop. Do Proto-Germanic speakers ever give birth to English-speaking babies?
I guess not.
Okay, so do you deny that English is derived from a Proto-Germanic language, despite the written record that shows, like, pretty clearly that it is?
No.
Okay, so it's not the case that one day
that
somebody
that
didn't
apes.
Speak English gave birth to somebody that does speak English. The deal with the way evolution works is, you think it works in a really stupid, like, Pokemon type of way or something like that. You think that what evolution is trying to tell us is that one day a fish gave birth to an ape. And that's completely stupid. That's not how it
changes.
The changes are extremely subtle over time.
I know. Right,
okay.
I know. I straw man your position to make it look bad, okay? But that is the position. That's how it happened. Over billions of years.
No. That's not the
against
position.
Entropy. Things
run
down.
If you're strawmanning my position, then it's not my position. So don't say that that is the position and admit that you're strawmanning at the same time.
Okay, I strawman to the position of Darwinianism. Sorry. I assumed that was your position. My bad.
No, the point went so far over your head. What did you want to talk about next? The Big Bang?
Well, okay, the Big Bang happened. You agree?
Yeah, that's what the evidence shows us.
Creation started. Agreed.
What?
So everything did have a beginning, right?
Maybe? A beginning point in time.
Maybe?
I see no evidence that the universe is created. What evidence do you have of that?
What about the cosmic... background microwave that shows the axis of evil that everybody wants to ignore because it just
the
happens
axis
to show that we're
of
in the center.
Evil in the cosmic microwave background radiation?
Yeah, what
do you think
are you
the Earth is flat?
Do you not know what that means?
Do you think the Earth is
We're
flat?
in the middle.
You're literally just making the axis of
okay.
evil inside
okay,
the
you're
cosmic
just lying.
Microwave background radiation.
What are you saying? I'm lying? Are you saying I'm lying about that?
I never said you're lying. Well,
if you're making it up. Like I'm making it up.
We make up stuff that we believe our own nonsense.
Well, I mean, anybody can
time.
Look it up. Everybody has a phone. We're watching it. Google it. Cosmic
you can look up the theory of evolution.
Of course. What do I seem
oh,
like
so
I don't know what
true?
I'm talking about?
Is it true because it can be looked up?
Is evolution true?
Well, there's evidence of it. So what is this axis of evil cosmic microwave background radiation?
I don't know.
Thing?
You just told me I was lying about it. I mean, it shows that
okay,
we're in the middle.
Assume that I'm not. Assume
it
that.
It shows that we're the center of the universe.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's just everybody likes to avoid it because that's what it shows. So
that's
everybody
not
just
what
happens
it,
to like to
no
avoid
No matter.
It.
Okay.
That's why they called it the axis of evil.
Nobody calls it that except people named Brett on TikTok, okay?
Okay,
so
yeah, just the scientist who created it.
Yeah, that's great, Brett. If I were to go anywhere on the Earth and I look around me, I will see, I'll be able to see, as long as there aren't like huge mountain ranges or whatever, basically I'll be able to see equal distances in all directions. From my observational standpoint, I'm in the middle. So is it accurate to say that I'm actually in the middle of the Earth? Does that actually make any sense?
No. Did I make that claim? No. If you were
going
to go, you're
going to ask me
that
question.
You made a similar
claim about the CMB.
No,
the CMB doesn't say we're in the middle of anything.
No.
From our observational standpoint, you can't be anything other than the center of your observational frame of reference.
Yeah, from your own very own eyes, dude.
What?
Dude, look, you're asking me from an observational standpoint from standing on the Earth. Okay, I'll answer you. Yeah. If you're going to look anywhere, all you can see around you. Yes, I did. You just. You're very hostile towards me because I don't agree with everything you say. I'm sorry. I like you as a person. I love you, actually. You're a cool dude. You seem like you have a great head on you.
Yeah, I'm engaged, though. Sorry to burst your bubble. So, what is the axis of evil?
I didn't say I was a homosexual, but thank you.
You're welcome. So, what's the axis of evil thing?
What is, I already explained it. And you said, oh, no, you're lying. Dismiss that. Oh, well, you just don't know what you're talking about because you're stupid.
So,
you're probably a flat earther.
So, let's just go with the CMB shows that we're in the middle. How is that the axis of evil? That doesn't make any sense. You gotta develop that idea further.
Okay. Here is the background microwave that they took the picture of. And oh, it shows everything expanding away from us as if we're in the center of everything.
That sounds
well, we'll call that this. Well, that's what you think. But if you look it up and actually do some research for yourself, you'll find out that what I'm saying is true.
Many times.
Look it up again. Dig a little deeper. I'm sorry. Whatever you're getting your information from is lying to you. My bad. It's not my fault. Don't hate me.
You have either looked it up from people who have no idea what they're talking about, or you misunderstood the information, because that's not what the CMB is.
Well, you can Google Axis of Evil, CMB. Look for yourself. Anybody else can too.
Great. So let's just say.
And no, hey, that doesn't mean if you look it up on Google that it's true. I'm just saying.
That's great.
You can
so
look it up.
Let's just say that the CMB does say we are in the middle. What is the axis of evil, and how does us being in the middle of something support the idea of an axis of evil?
Well, being in the middle of everything destroys evolution right off the bat. Because for evolution to take place, hey, why don't you not laugh at me and listen?
I'll mute my microphone so I can continue laughing. Go ahead.
I'd rather you just actually listen. Okay. If we're in the middle, it destroys evolution because for evolution to take place, you need a sun to appear first and billions of years to create the earth afterwards, when that's not what we see, and all evidence points to the fact that we are in the center. You can laugh at it all you want.
Can I do that?
Of course you can. You're free to do whatever you want. I don't hold your actions in my grasp. Do what you want, bro.
Okay.
Laugh it up. Laugh even harder. I don't care.
I'm working on it.
I mean, people should actually sound like be decent human beings.
The us being in the center of the universe does not mean that there can't be a sun. So it in no way disproves the theory of evolution. And also, nothing that you said had anything to do with an axis of evil.
Well, that's fine. You can say that. That's cool. But...
Well, it's factually
correct.
I didn't
say there was no sun, dude. I didn't say being in the center means there was no sun. I didn't even say that. No, I said evolution. That theory needs the Big Bang and then the sun and then the earth to form after and then billions and millions of years for us to form.
Yeah, and you said if we're in the center, that can't happen.
Well, it throws off everything.
How?
Because everything was created here and is the space as we see it is expanding out. Away from
it. Oh, so you're saying because we are in the middle and because everything's expanding away from the middle, there's nothing in the middle for anything to form from.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's the
because that's the only way that would have made any sense. So what are you saying?
No, you were about to strawman the position, and then...
No, I was steelmanning it, believe me.
No, you were about to bring up the position where, oh, well, everywhere will just look like it's in the middle because we're just on a balloon, a little part on it. I know, okay?
Yeah,
we've known all these
arguments.
Yes, it is, because it's not what we're saying. And do you know how that came about?
That's not what was happening there.
Hubble was the one who found this crazy thing where... All the galaxies are rushing away from us.
That was George.
He found only redshift when he should have seen red, blue, red, blue, red, blue.
Or no shift.
So then they had action. And then they had to go back to two-dimensional mathematics.
Where's the axis
to get on
of
that
evil,
flat?
Brett, where's the axis of evil?
Do you not know what the cosmic microwave background image is? Or what?
No, yeah, I do. But where's the axis of evil come into any of this?
Don't you see the uniform part going all across?
What's the axis of evil and where do we see it in the CMB? Okay, Brett, I think I've had enough.